one other video clip that I saw that was really quite moving was the last game at Tiger Stadium when you came out to greet the fans.
And there's Willie.
There he is. Perfect timing, David.
Very emotional about this ballpark in this city. His parents were killed early in his career. They never got to see him make it to the World Series in 68.
I think he's going to take a victory lap.
Of course, he made that tremendous throw to home plate in Game 5 of the series, pegging Lou Brock at the plate, turning the whole thing around for the Tigers.
And he's feeling the emotion right now. Willie Horton is feeling the emotion right now.
Look at Willie. Look at Willie.
And anytime I think about Tiger Stadium, I get very emotional. I raised up down there playing strikeout. I raised up in the Jeffrey Projects just shortly from there. And me and my buddy played strikeout. Me and Johnny Mack and JP, teenage raised up kid, we came up together. We used to go down and play strikeout. And when teams in town, and when they bring the concessions truck, we used to slip in the ballpark. And I remember that's my first involvement with Rocky Colavito. One time we slept and we got caught, and I guess Cleveland was in town, and we thought, we didn't know who they was. It was Rocky, and like now I know who the pitcher was. They had some big ears, Moss, Don Moss or whatever his name. He had big ears, and we scared us. We thought they were detected, and he kind of got us, told a security guy to let us have them, and we was in trouble, but he took us and introduced us to Rick Collins, I think, the Visitor Clubhouse guy, so we started working down there part-time. So I would brag, say, well, I never paid to go to Tiger State. I used to slip in and got caught, and then I started working part-time with the Visitor Clubhouse, and I played with them. But that was my connection with Colavito. Then have no idea one day he would be with the Tiger and pass the knowledge and left field down to Willie Horton. But I never forgot that one winter when Rocky talked to me. He said, well, you know, you won't be taking over. I said, Rock, you the Rock. No, he said, I'm not through playing, though. I'm not through playing. And he said, but they're going to make room for you. And he said, but remember one thing. When you go out there, don't get mad at the fan because they're going to boo you. And I said, boo me? I ain't did nothing. I just want to play. He said, well, until they get used to the old shoe, you're a new shoe, and they get used to that and then get used to you and them boos. And if you learn how to handle that, you have a long career. And I think about that all the time. And I think that kind of drove me when I had injured that I can still play. I think things like that, I got appreciation that somebody helped me, that helped me when I had injured that people didn't think I could play, that I could still play. And I think that's the reason I played 18 years.